crazy. Cause I ain't the roughneck clipper, the pretty ass cracker from the justified gifts. I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's cause I drop a body, the body that's up in your mouth. Ain't no book that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I crush lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies, this is true when I said that I crush the pride. No, I never lied, and identified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to.
What is up? This is Radio Rubber Room. We are live on 102.9 FM, WHA, and 1430 AM. And we are here with Brother Bill from Richmond and Warrington, basically?
Correct.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Is there an ING in that, or is it Warrington?
Warren.
It's Warrington.
Martin.
It's Warrington.
Fauquier County, baby.
So where exactly is Warrington?
About 20 miles south of Manassas, Virginia.
North.
Never there.
Is it? No, it's south. You're right. It's like an hour from D.C., basically.
Oh,
south.
So it's
southeast.
Like, it's like in Richmond, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
It's like here. It's like,
yeah. Just head Richmond to the ocean encompasses and go. Everything.
Outer city limits.
So you guys got four members in the group. How many are from Richmond? How many from Warrington?
I've lived in Richmond. I, Dan Mulrooney, have lived in Richmond for 3 years now.
3 years, and everyone else. So you guys are commuting, basically, huh?
Yes. Right, three out of four of us are. We're all from Warrington.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Dan's been living down here.
So is it a competition where you book the shows? Dan's like, playing Richmond.
Well,
you guys are like, let's play Warrington.
In the past, most of our shows were up north, so I'm typically the commuter.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're hoping to change roles as the rest of us, as in coming down to Richmond to play more Richmond shows.
So. How far is the drive?
Hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Alex is driving. It's hour and 15 minutes, though.
Yeah, baby.
I don't do any driving an hour outside of my comfort zone.
That's probably safe. That's
my friend's like, I'm moving 61 minutes away. I'm like, good luck. Have a good life.
Hope you got Facebook.
All right.
Well, then we can't expect to see you at any of the Warrington shows.
No, Williamsburg, sure. But not Warrington.
Okay.
Speaking of Sean Austin, you're going to make radio history tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm going to drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew
in 1 2-hour radio show.
Oh, I'll drink three
and
of them.
Be the first person to ever get diabetes on the air. Is that correct?
Sure. The shock value tonight.
I also hold the world record for most boogers in one nostril right now.
I don't know. Last weekend was pretty.
It's
crazy.
2 liters. 2 liters. That's the record.
You look a little swollen.
After you drink Mountain Dew, it goes straight to the nostril. Who knew?
Is that what it is?
Or I you, think
is,
so.
Is that code for
How
something?
Far along are you in the Mountain
it
Dew?
It smells like Mountain Dew. I am 1/3 of halfway there.
And we just got through the intro.
Yeah, that's how are you feeling?
Quick. I'm feeling good.
What are you drinking? Are you drinking it right out of the bottle?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No ice?
My teeth are more sensitive than usual.
Well, you keep us posted, buddy.
Yeah, I will.
How you feeling now?
Good.
There you are.
Worse. I feel great.
He's going to check his blood glucose level every 15 minutes?
Sure.
All right, cool. Awesome. So let us know the instant you have diabetes, Sean, and we will announce it on the air. All right, buddy?
I certainly will. I just was drinking Mountain Dew. Sorry.
All right, cool. So, Brother Bill, we're going to take a break really quick, but why don't you tell people where they can find a little bit out about you? You don't have a Twitter account, right?
Correct. We do not have a Twitter account. But we got a Facebook page, a MySpace page. That's about it as far as info goes.
iTunes. We're on iTunes.
There's
Spotify.
No bio info on iTunes, but
yet.
Well, they can get your music, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We just released our debut album on iTunes, Spotify for free, Amazon, Rhapsody. Am I missing anything? No, that's
tell
about
them what
it.
The name of the album is.
The name of
we'll
the
get
album
to that. We'll
is,
get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
I don't know let's if not, you can say that on the air, but
let's not. No. Let's leave them hanging.
Gotcha.
Speaking of Twitter, man, we are giving away a pair of passes to this Friday at the Kingdom. It's Black Girls vinyl release party.
Yeah, with No Ooh. BS, Brass, White Laces, the Trillions going to be playing the show. So it's a Worthless Junk showcase as well.
And they put Radio Rubber Room in the liner notes for that album, man. So
nice. Thanks to you, Dan. Yeah,
I am stoked. Yep. Yeah,
congratulations, guys.
All right. So yeah, basically, yeah, hit up our Facebook page or Twitter. We've got some coming in already. Some tweets and some Facebook posts. Ask the band a funny question. We will pick the funniest question, and you will win the set of passes.
Yeah, an example, you don't have to know anything about Brother Bill, but an example of a question may be something along the lines of, what would you rather be raped by? Or what would you rather be raped by a dolphin or bitten by a shark? Questions like that. That's a good question, right?
That's a thinking question.
How do you answer that?
I feel like if I lived after the dolphin incident, I would just brag about it. but if I got killed by the shark, I would be like, not bragging, obviously.
Could turn you on to a new thing if you lived through the dolphins.
All right, guys, we're going to play a song. This is Trillions.
Speaking of the Trillions, this is Control-C, Control-V.
And entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardist of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. also Lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music, Sean S. Austin I, will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
I've got this.
Brother Bill with Too Old here on Radio Rubber Room. Do you guys feel too old?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Are you? Some mornings, man.
Now, that is the intro track to your new album, correct?
That is right.
You want to tell people what the album is called now?
Well, it's a self-titled
album.
Wait.
can we tell them now?
So,
all right, now, go.
It's called Brother Bill.
Oh!
Yeah, nice.
Who would have thought?
Shocking. Way to drop that one.
Yeah. Dropped
so that's
hard.
So if I'm correct, that's the same name as the band?
No, it's different.
Exactly.
But in the same way.
It's exactly right.
So this is the self-titled album.
Yes.
Yes.
Some would say.
Eponymous.
That is very mysterious. I think you guys are the first ones to do that.
I thought it would be presumptuous to have an alternate name for our first album. People should just know it's Brother Bill, that's enough, you know.
So it's your first album. It's out now on iTunes. So they can find it on your Facebook. You said where's another couple of places? You said
Spotify for free, Amazon, Rhapsody. I believe that sums it up.
How long did you guys spend on the album?
A real
that's
long
the
time.
Embarrassing part. We recorded for like 8 months.
Well, that's not bad.
We had fun though.
Well,
but yeah, that was one day a week. Here and there.
Right. That was.
We all had jobs. We all had regular lives to lead. We had to pay the bills.
Was that? Did that end up being like your guys' poker night for 8 months?
That's kind of how it ended up. Yeah. I mean, we stopped recording by about midnight. Stay up till 6 a.m. and
Do other stuff.
Repeated.
Do adult. Do adult
really
stuff.
Rough Sunday mornings driving back to Richmond from Warrenton after a 6 a.m. recording session.
Yeah, Dan
you guys
was
were recording at 6 in the morning.
Well, you know, we were up.
We recorded stuff until
we were
6
hanging around with music equipment.
Oh, you were
up
recording till 6 in the morning.
We were up.
Till 6 in the morning.
Right.
Not waking up at 6 in the morning.
No.
I was
in bed at 6 in the morning.
Gotcha.
I had to wake up and then drive back to Richmond and make it to work.
Okay. So you stay up till 6. What time did you have to wake up to drive back to Richmond?
9.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, truly.
Somebody could have gotten hurt.
They did.
It hits home hard.
I'm avoiding manslaughter. No, just kidding.
Hey, I gotta say, Brother Bill.
He was acquitted.
You guys seem like my kind of band. And it's not because of your music, because your music is great, but when I look at you, I realize you guys are very inviting and welcoming to bald people with beards.
Yes.
That's my kind of band.
You're
man.
Our kind of radio guys. Our kind of DJ.
I have hair.
RJ.
Bald with beards is the way we like to market, you know.
I gotta say, man, the ladies love it. Bald with beards.
They do.
So, all about it.
You've had a lot of success. Not really.
I've noticed there's like no baldness. You don't really look good bald unless you have a beard.
Yeah, that's true.
And like,
it's worth it, though.
That's
man.
The reason why a lot of dudes have beards.
I have a theory about baldness directly affecting body hair amount, too.
What's that?
It's a perfect negative.
I don't know. I just feel like when you lose hair on your head, it just shows up on your body.
It migrates south, man.
Yeah.
It's your body fighting for dominance.
My feet are like really hairy, so that's like.
You got hobbit digits?
I do.
Hobbit
I totally
feet?
Got hobbit feet, man.
I think you get taller hobbit your whole digits. Life, and your hair is just like.
Oh, it stays the same.
Yeah.
It's like you spent about 8 months on the album. How long were you together before you started recording the album?
Well, my brother, Pat, and I, we've been playing since, I don't know, fifth grade probably. I got a trumpet in fourth grade. He got his drums. Uh-huh. I picked up a guitar in probably fifth grade. And so since then, we've been playing. AD here joined us about my sophomore year in high school.
That was 10 years ago. The first song Dan and I learned was the theme song for King of the Hill.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Refreshment song?
Refreshment.
Did you think about just like playing only cover songs for theme music?
Well, for a long time, we just constantly played, you know, for parties and for friends, keep the party going.
Covers,
so,
yeah, played covers.
You know, we didn't really spend a lot of time writing music, which is regretful, but, you know, we learned a whole lot of songs and we learned a lot about music.
You played a whole parties just playing the Refreshments King of the Hill theme song?
Hours at a time.
No. I mean, we grew up on, you know, well, Pat and I grew up punk rock. And then we started, you know, Radiohead was a huge influence, Paul Simon.
And our dad got us into the Radiohead.
Beatles. Yeah.
That was the crazy
thing. Dad started listening to Radiohead. We thought it was dorky at first, and then turns out we really liked it. But, yeah, so we started playing a lot of cover songs. That got us moving. We got gigs in our hometown. Made a good bit of money doing it, you know. And we got a repertoire, and we could play about 4 hours. So that pretty much set us off.
Good for weddings.
Yeah, for sure. Weddings.
For sure.
Do you guys still do weddings?
We got some coming up. It's not a priority, but we'll still do
it. If it pays the bills, that's a priority, right?
Exactly. Hey, who doesn't love a wedding, right?
I love weddings, man.
Free food?
Free food, yeah. Free booze, usually, yeah. You know.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Or you leave. For the band, at least. Yeah.
Or you leave.
It's a good time had by all. Everybody's in a good mood.
So,
have you guys ever thought about playing a divorce?
We do that every weekend.
We've done that many times. So many of our shows.
That's called playing a bar.
Yeah. We break people up all the time.
Does nobody ever celebrates that? Like, ooh, I have a divorce shower. I'm just going to burn all my wife's stuff.
I know a few people that celebrate their divorces. I don't know.
So, it depends. Hey, man, do you want to, let's ask them a question from our
Twitter
feed.
You want to do one of the Twitter questions?
One of our,
yeah, let's do it.
Let me pick one. We've got a few here.
You mean Twitter?
They are eager to get their Black Girls tickets for tomorrow night, the vinyl release party at the Kingdom.
All right, we've got a bunch. We're going to go through a bunch. I guess we're going to pick the best one.
Why don't we just do a couple?
Why don't we let the band pick the best one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think you guys get to pick the best one. We'll just ask. Let's ask one or two every interview segment.
Okay.
I like how we work out the radio show on air.
Yeah, it's figuring out. Gotta win. All right, this is from Mutton Chops 37.
Nice.
I like it.
Brother Bill, what superpowers would you have? Which bandmate would be the villain, and how would you defeat them?
Good question. God. It's deep.
That's an amazing question.
AD would be the villain.
Dude, you play drums. You are definitely the villain, man.
Yeah, but AD's got the best hair, so he's my villain. Yeah. He's actually not bald. He was trying to cash in on
best
the baldness.
Beard and best beard and not bald.
You guys should just shave like a circle on the top of his head while he's sleeping.
No, I've thought about that.
So, wait, the superpowers part, what superpowers would you have?
Invisibility.
Yeah, I was going to
say,
flying.
Fly. Yeah. Dude, can't beat
standard.
That.
I like the invisibility.
I'd have a
stopwatch.
That's good.
That's
I could pause time.
I mean, I can get on a plane.
Zach Morris time.
That's what I'm saying. You can fly.
Time out. Time out, dude.
Wait, my superpower would be every time I reached into my pocket, I would pull out a ham sandwich.
Dude.
I would feed the world, man.
That was a possible
one ham sandwich.
I like it.
So how are you guys going to defeat Pat?
I'm just going to fly away.
Well, I got the stopwatch, man. Pause.
He's going to Zach Morris, man.
Dan's going to throw ham sandwiches at him.
That's what I'm going to do.
See how long you can handle that.
AD supposedly could eat like 8,000 ham sandwiches.
Yeah. Man, no, I would change mine. I would
good
have
thing
mental,
AD's not the villain.
I have mental powers over all animals.
Oh, yeah, talking to animals. That's a good one.
I'd have an army of polar bears mess it up AD.
If I could talk to animals, then it would be obvious how I would defeat him. Bears, moose.
You know. Moose. You got a moose called horn?
It's meese.
Fox and eagles.
That was cool. Nice. And that was Mutton Chops 37. Mutton
I like that one a lot.
Dude, I like,
I like really Mutton Chops.
We've only
you like
just
that one the
begun.
Best? It's the only one.
I like it. Yeah.
So far, you're right. It's the best.
Tell that guy it's my favorite so far.
Raj from Afternoons with Raj on WHAN. He wants to know if y'all are part of the Dominican Order of Preachers. Or if Brother Bill has some kind of other incantation.
My mother's a minister.
I am an ordained.
We are ordained ministers in the Universal Life Church. We can get people married.
Which means that we can marry people. That's
recognized by the government.
Will you marry Dan and Derek right now?
If they
on radio.
I so wish.
The first Virginia.
I would do that. I would
gay
do that,
radio.
I would definitely do it.
Yeah, Derek's
got a gay. I'm supportive of
Derek's got a good
someone
credit score.
Yep.
To total. Let's carry this bromance all the way. Let's just do it.
Yes.
I have to respectfully decline. I like you as a friend.
Yes, and
think about the tax lover.
Dude, Dan will do the marriage. I can do the divorce, and then we'll play your divorce party.
We'll play the wedding and the divorce party.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. All right, guys, let's take a break and play a song. Derek, tell them what they've won.
Oh.
You are about to hear the Dream Machine. This is Dead Man's Tongue.
He stared at a wall built with dead men's hands. Separates the people, divides all the land like water from the sand and sand through the glass. Far side future, the near side past. Dead men's words are etched in stone. The songs of war heroes still protecting their homes. And against all of these, one man stood alone and said, tear down these walls, we cannot stall. There's no hope for us until they fall. Justice for all. Justice not law. Is there no one who will answer the call? 6 men stood to answer the call. 1 man short and 1 man tall. 3 men young and 3 men old. 1 man brave and 5 men bold. 1 man fat and 1 man thin. The only thing in common was the color of skin. The man they call kin and their measure of sin. With one tongue they were signed unto him. They say, you don't belong, you are not strong. Can a million voices all be wrong? Here in my palm, the list is long of the heroes that protect this wall. A crowd gathered round the man stood alone. 1 man strong, but 6 men stones. 1 man grown and 6 men grown. 6 well-known, the 1 well-known. And everybody knew that the 7 were kin. And the only thing in common was the color of skin. And the fire within him, it burned to his head. There were flames on his voice when he finally said, these words I've hung here in my lungs, like the splinters on a dead man's tongue. Song you sung, we're all written in a dead man's tongue. The time has come for old and young to stop speaking in a dead man's tongue. Everyone could see from the look in his eye that it was time to fight or it was time to fly. It was time to die, or it was time to kill. It was time for some time stood still. And he said, tear down these walls, we cannot stall. There's no hope for us until they fall. Justice for all, justice not law. Is there no one who will answer the call? Their list is long, but we are strong.
Zamzam, hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies there, guys, told someone that the Milad Dukhmana, Afghanan Wali Katle,
Yoga! Long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme!
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture. Extreme!
Yeah!
Extreme!
Yeah!
Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme!
Yeah,
we're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah!
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly into your chest.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Yeah!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro, and you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound.
Get in there, don't be afraid.
Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
endless list of things that piss you off will keep on growing, so you stop. And Cynthia running her lips are so shiny, so I doubled up on my fences. I said so long, and only two of you.
What was that one called, guys?
That was called Just Then So Far.
That's Just Then So Far.
Third track on the album.
Third track on the album. And are you guys just releasing it digitally, or you got them all pressed up too?
We got about three more weeks before three manufacturing weeks comes around.
Are you guys going to be doing like an event for it, like a CD release?
Yeah, we're going to have a CD release show, probably up north. That's kind of our bread and butter, mm-hmm. up at Molly's Irish Pub in Warrenton.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be able to pull our biggest crowd up there. So
you thought of maybe doing a dual one? Maybe one there, one here?
That'd be great. You know, we need a venue, a place to do it. But
because you guys recently played the Richmond Music Review we put on at Tobacco Company.
Yeah.
You guys I'm sorry I embarrassed you guys, by the way.
No, dude, I thought it was a great show, man. Fine speeches, Dan.
Thank you.
You embarrassed him?
That was all off the top of my head. Completely. I know it didn't appear that way, but I did freestyle.
Yeah!
Believe it or not.
You're really uptight up there. This is had some drinks or something.
This is the kind of super tough radio show to go on where if you go to a RVA music review at the Tobacco Company, the next month you could be in the review and on the radio show. You just never know with us.
Yeah. You guys
you
just
be
broke.
On this side of the desk next week.
But you guys
just broke into Richmond, by the way. So
yeah,
yeah.
You guys have at least four fans in Richmond.
Yeah,
it's better than none, baby.
And you guys, a lot of you guys drove down in the snow. Don't forget Roger. It was snowing like crazy.
Yeah,
you guys make it back okay. Obviously, yeah.
I lost my keys and went through a fairly large ordeal.
You lost your keys in Richmond?
Yeah, after that show.
Do you want to tell America about it?
Not really. Neither. I got home the next day very late and got a whole lot of keys for my truck.
How many did you have made?
Well, I had two made. Well, I had one made that didn't work, and then two made that did work, and then somebody found my keys after all that.
Ooh,
so I got like sets of keys.
Eight keys. I think you should just make one key for every fourth American. Then if you ever lose your keys in the snow again, you can just ask.
Hey, you got one of my keys.
Yeah. You got a key to my car? They're like, oh, no, ask Bill. He's got one.
That's a good idea.
How would you know who's got your keys?
Well, if only 25% of Americans have it.
One out of four dudes got it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
Unless they're all, like, concentrated in, like, Wyoming or something. It'd be kind
of
hard.
I lost a whole bunch of keys there one time.
Yeah. All 50 million people who have my keys.
That was a whole nother story.
100% of Wyomings have a key to your car.
So did you pick up one of those the Heidi keys or something like that?
No.
Good. You shouldn't tell people that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't tell people.
I won't tell them where I put.
He drives a Ford F-150, VIN number XCD.
But so before the review, you guys had recently done a show in Richmond as well, right?
Yeah, Strange Manor.
Strange Manor with the daycare swindlers.
Yeah, how's that going? Awesome.
That was great. Our producer for our album, Mark Ryder, he's the drummer from the Daycare Swindlers. He's been really, really good to us.
A guru.
I won't say we're riding their coattails, but he's given us a lot of chances to play for good crowds.
Mm. So you're riding nice coattails.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'll let someone else say it.
How was the turnout there?
It was great. You know, the Swindlers pull a huge crowd in Richmond. Uh-huh. So, you know, we're not exactly a punk rock band, but playing with the Swindlers gives us a chance to stand out a little easier. So,
when did you guys take the leap to writing songs? Because you said you guys were around mostly doing covers for
a good number of years. Playing covers for a long time, at least at the shows we played. I've been writing songs for a while, and then it kind of just about two and a half years ago, I got myself an 8-track, and I just kind of laid it all out. I was finally able to see it or hear it all, you know, layer it all together for myself and put it all together. So I had a flood of songs kind of came out at once, and that's what mainly comprises the album we just released.
What's your guys' favorite cover to play? What's that one cover that, like, you guys know you do better than the original?
Oh, well, that's a tough one. I like some of the punk rock ones we do. I like playing The Quas and Dying to Grieve, No Effects.
Uh-huh.
Also, Kids at the K-Hole by No Effects. Those are, you know, my brother and I grew up punk rock, so I can't deny the roots, you know. Yeah. I have most fun playing really loud No Effects songs. Yeah.
You guys
do you play those at weddings?
We will. A lot of our friends
definitely
are punk
divorces,
rockers.
Yeah, though.
Punk rock weddings.
Definitely divorces. You should play
that. Divorces, for sure.
Hey, we're still available.
So what... Bleh. Sorry, guys, I was...
Too much Mountain Dew?
Too much Mountain Dew.
Where are you at?
You have no idea. I drank half of the Mountain Dew already. Let me tell you. That is like 3 weeks worth of my total carbohydrates.
You're only talking a little bit faster than normal.
I know. Watch him; he's like blinking every 10 seconds.
But I keep feeling like we're talking about the same thing that we talked about 10 minutes ago. Like, I'm like, I want to chime into this conversation, and then you guys are talking about something. I'm like, man, what happened?
Excessive amounts of Mountain Dew.
Nothing.
Gives you deja
like, I'm not
vu.
I'm not on the computer or anything. I'm just sitting here, and I feel like I'm like, oh, a string. I like zone in on.
Are you tingling at all?
Like I can
left arm maybe.
I can jiggle my headphones cord and like.
Oh, you're watching porn.
I can jiggle my headphones cord and almost make like a little rhythm.
So
like a beat.
I feel like we're making progress here, and I'm almost willing to bet my hypothesis is that if you finish that within 2 hours, you will start to hallucinate.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
It's a legal high,
dude,
bro.
AD's in here. He just finished his second liter of Mountain Dew.
Casually. Very casually. Yeah.
I feel like you have
he's
an
not
immunity
blinking.
To it built up.
He stopped blinking a long time
AD's
ago.
Pinky is up slamming this stuff, man.
I feel like you have a Mountain Dew tattoo somewhere on your body. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. On your ankle, right?
I'm willing to bet. Right next to his Roy Orbison tat.
Is that it for the Mountain Dew talk?
Yeah, I think we're
moving on.
What do you guys think is the best slogan for a product?
It works every time.
A rock.
Call 45.
Mine.
Is that their slogan?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, at least it used to be.
Like if Brother Bill, if you could steal one, what would it be?
I think
we have
it works every
one.
Time.
AD,
we will jam
one?
You up.
Yeah, fixing to jam you
fixing
up.
Fixing to jam you up.
That's a real one.
That's on the shirt.
Huh. It's a good one, man. I like that
one. That was
like
AD, it. I think.
Do you want to get to a Twitter question?
Sure, why not? Let's ask
a good one. This is actually from Jesse Jarvis. He actually was on the show last week.
I feel like that's I feel like we're not. I mean, he was on the show. I feel like he's trying to move in and take one
conflict.
Of our jobs.
He's trying to get your job, dude.
It's a good question, though. It's a good question.
I constantly interview new people, just so you guys aren't worried.
Tell me your name, like Mutton Chops 47.
Apparently, the band has some questions for you, Jesse.
What's with the name?
When touring on the road. What is the what cuddling method do you prefer to save energy, time, money through the tough times?
It's like that pick on
I
the log.
I prefer Big Spoon.
What about that picture we got on the log? The four-way spoon?
The log jam.
Log jamming.
Four-way spoon?
Four-way log yeah. jam.
So you're a Big Spoon, Dan.
Big Spoon.
Well, I'm the biggest.
Well, I was the biggest. I was on the end.
Everyone can't be the biggest, guys.
All right. I admit it. I was little spoon.
It was little spoon. I was the big spoon.
See, I like middle spoon.
Yeah, the middle's the best when you have one on each side.
Yeah.
Constant warmth.
I like to have one woman on both sides. Like, I'm the big middle spoon. And then I like to have, like, an animal even laying at the foot of the bed. like a baby lion. Because it keeps my feet warm. That's the best thing for feet warming, if you didn't know.
Baby lion?
Baby lion.
I did not know that. I learned something new every day.
What you need to do is try to keep learning every day.
What?
That's what I recommend, is learning something new every day. I learn all the time.
You're right.
I mean, this Mountain Dew is not doing the trick for me.
I snorted.
I don't have a sinus infection anymore. It's great.
Keep going.
I'm drinking it like crazy.
Let's see what planet it takes you to.
It's half gone. Like, I don't even feel like I have sensation in half my body. I'm about to have a stroke.
The sugar is taking effect.
Yeah, it's not good. Absolutely unhealthy.
Well, I mean, you don't look any more pale than normal.
I mean, I'm seeing sound waves, though. It's very weird.
You say that a lot, though.
I mean, that's normal for me.
So you're fine.
Like, remember in November that day that I, like, got sober and I was like, whoa, the world is so trippy. And now I'm just used to it.
That's fair.
It is fair.
So yeah, guys, what's the music scene like in Warrenton, other than Brother Bill?
Sparse.
It's just you guys.
Yeah, there's no music scene in Warrenton. A lot of just a old town, old money, and
a lot cover of solo bands. Acts. We got a shout out to bands. Gold Top though.
Gold Top County Ramblers. There's a good bunch of guys, bluegrass band, come from Rappahannock.
Yeah, and Daycare Swindlers. You know,
of course, Daycare Swindlers. You know, they would probably say happening. The same thing as
and
we're saying.
Drytown.
Drytown. Yeah.
Watch
Alex
out for them.
Side band.
So just like a limited number of venues to play at.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
Cool. A lot of really, really talented musicians in Warrenton, but no place for them to play. Mm-hmm. You know.
Does that make you want to start playing in Richmond more?
Well, it always has. Mm-hmm. You know, we played in Warrenton because it was easy and it was our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, because it's such a town of old money, they can pay really well. So that was a kick.
We should throw that out there to some Richmond bands. Maybe get some back and forth thing going. Be like, look, we want to play in Richmond.
Swap some shows.
But there's some really old money in Warrenton. You guys can play.
Come on,
you
we'll
can pick
you
up that
shows.
Old money.
Yeah.
Some of that tobacco cash.
There we go. Yeah.
There's a lot of tobacco farms out there, aren't there?
No. Not as many as in
no
Richmond,
backy.
For sure.
It's a lot of dairy.
Corn.
A lot of dairy?
Horse country.
I love dairy.
Meat.
A lot of horses.
There's meat farms. Yeah. Most of the fields you see up there just have like horse jumps in it.
And corn and stuff?
Yeah.
We got a lot of corn. We got some...
Most people just ride their horses around.
Do you ever do like... Do you guys ever play out in like fields? Like set up like a field park?
That's how we...
Yeah, throwback to Hamstock 1 and 2.
That's how we got started.
Hamstock.
Pulled all of our equipment.
That sounds delicious.
Pulled it into a cow field and had some of the biggest parties that Warrenton had ever seen out there.
Good old classic field party.
Yeah.
It was great. Warrenton was basically a nurturing environment for young musicians. You know, you got to move beyond Warrenton.
Is there a lot of musicians in Warrenton?
There's a ton of them. And all of them are really good, too.
So you guys came to the big city here in Richmond, huh? You're in the big one.
Yeah. It's not a bad place either. It's tucked right under D.C., Fairfax and stuff.
It's like on the cusp of the developments outside of D.C., with like the agriculture side with farms and A lot of space to make noise.
So what's the average number of teeth per person in Warrenton?
Is it 50?
Whoa. That's more than average.
Most of them have all their teeth. It's a bunch of rich people, you got to understand. They've all got their teeth. You don't find many hillbillies.
My boss is missing a few of them.
So I was.
He's the exception to the rule.
So do they just get extra teeth installed?
I have extra teeth.
AD's got extra teeth.
I feel like people only have like 32.
That's 28, right?
And for them to have 50.
They have that much money.
They're not all in their mouth. So rich.
They have like a backup set behind the normal set.
They got teeth in their bum holes.
Okay. So there's a lot of wine being.
Am I allowed to say bum holes?
No.
As long as you're referring to wine barrel, I think that is acceptable.
Wine barrel.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Wine. It's wine country. It's the New Napa Valley.
Yeah. There's a lot of wineries.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, I missed that. I'm not as sophisticated as people are from Warrenton. So sorry, guys.
So
I only have 32 teeth.
Don't have as many teeth, that's for sure.
While we got you country folks out here in the city of Ashland, which I'm sure you guys are very impressed by, we do have streetlights. Do you guys have any questions that you want to ask, like some pretty big radio show personalities?
What's it like to have a radio show in Ashland? How's that
for starters?
What's that smell like?
It's great on gas. I feel like I'm in Dante's first level of hell. So I'm close to the surface, but it is punishment.
Is that your answer to the question?
Yes.
It helps me because I feel like there's a good. It helps me realize that time is actually going on. Like I'm like, oh, the radio show, great. It's been a week.
Nice.
So as long as Dan and Derek are calling me, I'm like, I'm not stuck in a paradox universe where time isn't going.
Groundhog Day.
That's my biggest fear, is to get caught in a paradox.
Nobody wants that.
What's your biggest fear?
To get caught in a paradox.
Why?
Because you would never know how to get out.
Well,
Mountain Dew.
I mean,
that's deep stuff, bro. The dude talking.
I know.
That is the dude talking.
My second biggest fear is to wake up in my bedroom with a polar bear. I mean, I don't know what I would do. I would be freaked out.
You better love it or leave it, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, do you have any sort of game plan for that? Because that could happen.
I don't know. I'll probably just die. I'll be like, man, that's a good way to die. But whatever happened to Sean, like, polar bear woke up in his bedroom. He didn't stand
happens
a chance.
Every time.
I would definitely try to give that polar bear, like, a black eye or something before I died.
Try to poke one of his
eyes out. Do you guys have any stupid fears?
Because
that's a stupid fear.
Come on, guys. Be bone.
Killer whale.
I think killer whale what?
I think if you woke up and a killer whale was in your bedroom, you would be much better off. Then if it was a polar bear.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I would kick the hell out of it. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, right. One false move, it'd roll over and crush your spine. You're done.
I'm going to hang from the ceiling fan like
a
chimpanzee.
Clog its blowhole.
I could clog some blowholes.
I'm going to put my knuckle right in its eye and not stop pressing. And he's going to be like, I'm dry. I don't know what's going on.
All right,
it's
guys.
Cool. I took a rape class when I was a woman.
So anyways, we're going to cut to the song, but we'll be back with more Brother Bill. You guys are going
to
play two more tunes for us. And
if
also,
we have to.
Hit us up on Twitter with a question you might want to ask these guys. We'll read it on the air, and they're going to pick at the end of the night. You'll get two passes to see Black Girls, Trillions, White Laces, and No BS Brass Band at the Kingdom.
That's at Radio Rubber Room.
Tomorrow.
This is PBR with Only Insane.
Trust to underestimate the effects these drugs are taking on my brain. My friends say try it. We'll be right back.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
What up, gorgeous?
How's it going?
What's up, beautiful? I love what you've done with your hair.
Well, thanks, Dan.
Are those rollers permanent?
No, they're not permanent, but, you know, well, I guess it'll be a permanent.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it's really permanent.
Is that what a perm is?
I think so.
Oh, okay. You're a woman.
Yeah.
You know woman stuff?
I only ever get perms on my chest.
That's gross.
It's not. It's very glisteny.
You have to show me sometime.
I will gladly.
Where's the band?
They left. One of the members threw a temper tantrum and ran the other two off.
Yeah, there was four of them. So that those math skills.
I mean, why do you care?
He
you only
she,
need
she
one.
She clearly
right?
wants to know.
You need the whole band here?
Yeah, I want to meet the band. I don't know where they are.
Which band?
You
oh,
were
one of them.
Hey.
You were at Tobacco Company last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember the beginning of that.
Oh, okay, okay. They were second. They were on pretty early.
Yeah, I mean the very, very beginning.
Lights out?
Yeah.
Like when I got up on stage? So I didn't embarrass you because you continued to tell me I was embarrassing you.
Probably, but I don't remember.
I'm sorry, Simon's mom.
It's okay, Dan. You want to hear my show picks?
How old are you?
I'm not telling you how old I am. Okay. Stop asking me how old I am.
How much do you weigh? How many pounds are you?
How many pounds are you?
What size waist do you have?
How many kilograms are you?
How much do you eat in a day?
I eat like a bird.
What's your sign?
My sign? I am a Sagittarius.
I'm an Aries. Supposedly we're good together.
I'm blushing.
What's your favorite time of day?
Yeah, you are.
About 11:20 on Thursdays.
Oh, nice. That's now. That's coming up.
About 11:20 on Thursdays.
Oh, nice. Wow, that's when the band plays the third song.
That's when the band plays the third song and I listen and I leave.
Hey, Simon's mom, you've been doing... Oh, it's because you leave the show?
Yeah, she just dips right
like
after.
You,
well, I
like
listen. I listen after, but I don't have to... I don't have to feel so uncomfortable.
I've actually been
asking me how old I am and how much I weigh.
I've been actually looking for a new radio show mom to come on the show to replace you because all you do is come in here and you make fun of the radio show and you mock all of our
efforts. I don't make
fun
of the radio. When have I ever done that?
Every time.
What?
And you tell me I'm creepy?
No, you just you make me uncomfortable when you ask me how old I am.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have to ask you at least once a show, though.
Well, do you want to hear my show picks? You want to hear my show picks?
I do, but before we start, you've been going to the Republic Wednesdays. And
yeah.
You've been having a good time.
I've been dancing and drinking and,
yep.
You know, I usually only remember the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But I know I have a good time.
You have a good time. Good. I'm glad you come out and you support that. Even though
I can usually tell by where I wake up if I had a good time.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
All right, I'm going to move on to my show picks. All right, we got Wheezy's Kitchen. Tonight, Ghost Owls are doing an acoustic set down at Wheezy's Kitchen. Are you guys going to be down there after the show?
I am. Last call at Wheezy's.
We're going to go down there.
I'm doing 30 days, no alcoholic beverages, except for last call at Wheezy's.
Are you going to be doing that during the night, too, or are you just waiting till the night starts?
Night starts to what?
I'm wondering if you're just drinking at nighttime.
Oh, like, oh, it's acceptable when the sun's down?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Like a wear drinker, right?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like a wear alcoholic.
I like that when you're totally blacked out drunk, you just seem friendly and nonchalant. Like, I thought you would just be totally, like, belligerent and angry, but, like, you blacked out a couple Tuesdays ago and bought me snacks. You know? You helped me find my way home.
Yeah.
Then you parked in front of a hospital and you were like, see ya. I was like, I think this is where ambulances park. They're like, it's cool. I'm going to walk over into the darkness.
True story. Actually. I also gave up the drinking. I kind of like it. Not that, like, I love drinking, you know, but it's good to feel in control, you know?
Sure, man.
You got to take the power back.
Well, for the next 30 days, I'm going to drink 3 times as much.
Good.
All right. Well, also going on tonight, right now, also going on, float binary bits in the air circus at the Camel. And then tomorrow night, really fun night, we've got a Worthless Junk Showcase at the Kingdom, the No BS Brass Brand, White Laces in the Trillions, and it's also the Black Girls vinyl release.
Yes, and we're giving away 2 tickets.
Oh, yeah, you're giving away 2 tickets tonight for that.
You didn't hit up our Twitter at all.
I'm sorry.
Well, you get in there for free anyways, right?
I need to make a Twitter.
Uh-huh, you should.
All right, and also Friday night, the Santa Maria Brothers will also, they'll be at City Dogs.
They're all over the place now.
All right, and then Saturday night, he hit me up, and he asked me to plug this, and I was like, no. But it's for a good cause. It's Christopher Manzelli. He used to be on this show with you guys, with you boys. Yep.
You knew Chris.
Yeah, I knew Chris because he hung out with Simon.
He still hangs out with him, right?
He still hangs out with Simon.
Here's my question, though. Why does he hit you up and not us?
Well, because I do the show picks.
Okay.
So he hit me up, and I was like, no. You're a bad influence on my boy Simon. But then he's like, it's for an autism benefit. And I was like, okay. It's at Wholesale Guitars. It's for a good cause. No Limits, Girls Night Out, and Christopher Manzelli.
I definitely support autism cause.
So do I. I think I'm going to Saturday?
Saturday.
What time
Saturday.
Does that start?
I think it's 9 o'clock.
I'm going to try to get there.
All right. And then also Saturday night at Cafe Diem, Downbeat Switch at Cafe Diem Saturday night. Sunday. And I stole this from our friend at One Way Richmond. Mr. John Morgan, this is one of his show picks. I want to give him a plug. This is The Lonely Teardrops, Big Bobby, and The Nightcaps. That's at Bandidos, Sunday night.
Oh, awesome.
Sunday night. And then Monday at the Camel, World Music Night.
That sounds interesting.
That does sound interesting. Music from all over the world.
I didn't know they had music in other parts of the world.
Yes.
They do, Sean. They do.
They have MTV there, too.
What's MTV?
Oh.
Is that on vinyl?
MTV is on vinyl. It is.
That would be pretty awesome if it was.
MTV is basically this channel that used to be cool, and then like now it's just a lot of people whining about stuff, mostly.
What was there before MTV, Simon's mom?
What was there before MTV? Yeah. You went and saw music, and you listened to it on records.
Phonographs?
Yeah. I think phonographs. Do you remember the phonograph?
I did have a phonograph early on. My grandpapa used to play. That's when I got in the music. My grandpapa used to play me some old tunes on the phonograph, and I would dance and drink.
I feel like you recall chamber music. Do you go back that far?
Hey,
that's rude, Dan.
Hey, Simon's. What was it like before electricity?
That's rude too, Sean. I'm not that old.
Well, however old you are hot. So, you know, whatever.
Thank
you. It doesn't
you,
matter. Age ain't nothing but a number, baby.
All right. Yeah, cool. What was Aristotle like? I'm just kidding. I know that you're not hundreds of years old.
So,
thank you.
So on your way in you listened to the show in your car, right? You heard Brother Bill. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I heard you talking about wanting to marry me or something.
What? Ooh. Did I say something about me? What? What are you talking about? I never said I wanted to marry you.
Oh. Some of their ministers.
Oh, yeah. They're universal life ministers, and they were going to marry Dan and Derek. But Derek backed out.
Yeah, Derek did back out.
That's probably a smart
Not
move.
Not you.
Do
Not
you think?
You, all right?
Brother
back. I'm over you, all right?
Brother Bill, do you guys think that we could start our own church at Radio Rubber Room?
Yes.
And not have to pay taxes?
Tax-free.
Universal Light Church is tax-free.
Did you say light or life?
So you guys, as matter. Ministers of the Universal Life Church, you
it's
don't pay taxes?
Church, Dad.
Do you guys have to pay taxes?
Hell no.
No, man.
How do I become an ordained minister of the Universal Life Church?
I believe you go to universallifechurch.com.
Answer 3 questions.
Give them an email address and you're good.
Yeah.
How many people have you married?
I personally have married one couple.
Oh, at least it was a couple.
And I was once married by a minister of that said church.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Did you get a divorce?
Yes, and then we got a divorce.
We had a killer party.
Did Brother Bill play the divorce party?
No, this was before Brother Bill was around.
Ham country days.
Brother Bill playing, you know, all the divorce parties and funerals.
Do you know? It's actually I don't know if it's Virginia law, or you can actually become a minister for a day, and you can marry somebody. I think once a year, anybody can go through the process and marry someone.
You can go to universallifechurch.com and marry someone in no time.
Boom.
Nice. Hey man, where you at on that Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew check.
I'm almost at the line where the label is.
All right, let's keep going, man. We only have 45 minutes.
I know. I'm having this weird sensation like my left eye is going to pop out of the socket.
wait.
I'm afraid of sneezing.
The bottom of the label?
Oh, yeah. I'm down there, dude.
He's doing it.
You sure you just haven't been dumping it out?
I'm kind of scared that I haven't gone to the restroom one time.
I was about to ask if you whizzed, man.
Never. Not one time.
Dude.
it's a mystery. Right. I'm like, where's the liquid going?
All right, guys, we got a radio show to do, so let's take a break and let's play a song.
Wait, we're on the radio.
Whenever things aren't going well, we take a break.
Oh, dude, I love this band, man. When'd you get tunes from them?
We've had them.
Really?
Yeah, played it. We've played them on the show before. Uh-oh,
I don't listen to the show.
Yeah, this is Relaxation in the Tall Grass.
Thank you.
suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitler's Brownies. Es ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Shalom, I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or Shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzo bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Oh, I might refrain.
lips are cracked. When I come back, I plan to stay. Should've pulled the card, you know it's gonna be hard for me to turn away. It rocks along a springtime song. It's telling me that my winter's gone. But wait, you know when I woke today. Now the pressure on my mind will calm the things that I leave behind. But I guess it's just the springtime. It's summing up my whole life. With saucer eyes and limelight. It's summing up your whole life. Now it's on, I spent far too long. My head went on wander long. Such a strange start to the day. I'm not quite the rift. My whole life's left, so I say. And I take a breath and break away from the epinephrine acid spray. And let the springtime melt away.
That was Lark's Song by Brother Bill on Radio Rubber Room. Another one that's going to be on the album, or that is on the album that is out right now. Correct. So now that you guys have been together for a while, you've got the monkey off your back of getting the first album done. Do you have some backlog material? Because you said you went on a writing binge. Is there a second one in the headlights?
Yeah, there's definitely a backlog of songs, you know. It wasn't like we forced all the material out on the first album. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got, maybe half an album's worth.
Yeah.
Stored up, ready to go. Or not ready to go, but ready to be worked on, yeah, for sure. So now, you know, we finished the first one. It's time to start working on the second one.
Being that there are more venues here to play at and a different audience, have you tried to convince these guys to move down here yet?
Absolutely. It's a constant struggle.
What's stopping them?
You tell me, guys.
I'm coming, baby.
We're starting to get shows now, so now, it definitely is much more
possible. Yeah, if I can make a living, like I said, I have a lady and kiddos at home, so I can't be down here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, I'll drive every single day if I have to.
That's a good attitude. I like your attitude.
Yeah.
You guys want to get to another Twitter question?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. This one's actually from the Facebook page. Hold on.
Whoa.
Oh, Facebook. Yeah. We got to watch
out. I said I'd answer Twitter questions.
Only Twitter questions.
Twitter.
We do have one we can't read on air. But
yeah, that's actually from Dan. From Davis. Davis, man.
Thanks, Davis.
Davis Van Leeuwen. Classic act.
But thank you for your input, Davis.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
I submit one that we can read on the air.
If anyone wants to see Davis's question, you can go to our Facebook page.
I don't even understand it.
What does it have to do with?
No, we got it.
Davis, I just read your question. Just like you, buddy. No change for nobody.
So this is one from Jennifer. Man. Jennifer wants to know your favorite flavor of Doritos. She's trying to woo the one with the beard. Now, which one of you is the one with the beard?
I'm assuming she means me because mine is obviously
the most badass.
You're yeah, I agree with you.
And it always is.
Yeah, I just trim mine. How old is the question?
Like
it's about an hour ago.
Dad just trimmed his beard in the studio.
Well, if she's talking to me, it's pizza. Pizza Doritos. By far.
They make pizza Doritos?
Where have you been? It's old. It's old.
I thought that was Pringles.
They brought back recently as a limited edition, but my goodness gracious.
They had wings. They had wings.
Man. Wing Doritos?
Yeah.
So Jennifer, Aaron's favorite flavor.
Redbeard.
Aaron.
The man.
Is pizza flavored Doritos.
The one with the most prestigious beard in all of Brotherville. All
right, guys. All right. Best beard. You can't vote for yourself. Who has the best beard in the band?
Clearly, Dan Mulrooney.
It's like patches, right?
If I had to vote, I'd have to. As the true beard champion, I would have to vote for Alex as the next runner-up.
I thank you for that. That's a beautiful honor.
His grows thick and full.
Yeah, you got some thick pubes. Right,
I got some thick face pubes.
Dan, I got to tell you, man.
We have a four-way tie for first.
I can actually grow hair on the bottom of my eyelids and some on the top as well.
So he's got the most dense beard.
Wolfman.
Clearly.
Does that count as a beard? Is that part of your beard?
No, it's straight up, man.
Your eyelid hair.
Yeah, it's part of my beard. I get hair right there that I have to shave.
I'm
surprised you don't have an eye patch.
One time I nared it, man. It was painful.
Oh, that's painful. The worst thing you can do.
I definitely missed that one, a lower eyelid hair one time. And it, like, got into my eyesight.
Whoa.
It was way in there. Hurts, man. I also have forehead hair unlike any other.
It's a low hair line.
Yeah, the unbalding. Like, I wish I was a little bald. Because soon my hairline is going to be my mustache. And all people will just be like, just talk. then we'll know it's you.
Say ah. All right, we got another one in the favorite in that similar vein. This is from Jenna Bailey, Downbeat Switch
on Twitter.
Hit us up on Twitter. Wants to know your favorite flavor of ice cream. Is it also pizza?
Oh. Banana.
Banana.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Is it chunky
banana's
monkey?
Like the bastard version of or bastard banana. Flavor of ice cream.
I've never had quality banana.
You sure that's not a sherbet?
No,
it's an ice cream.
You don't
makes a quality.
You know what? I tell you what. I work at an ice cream shop up north called Carousel Frozen Treats, and we make fresh banana ice cream.
Ooh.
It is the best. Have you tried that banana ice cream?
Hey,
that's a plug. Shameless plug.
In my
and I want to thank you for plugging them because now we can invoice them.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we're gonna. What's the
address? We'll extort.
I can give that to you.
We are extorting
black raspberry.
Ooh, that's how I roll. That's how I roll.
Dippin' Dots Neapolitan.
Ooh, I like this guy.
Dippin' Dots
ice cream. Get a Kingston.
That's not ice cream. That's like
it's ice cream.
I think technically it is ice cream.
Ice cream.
It's the ice cream of the future. So 10 years ago.
Read the label, Dan.
It turns. It's like volatile when I put it in my mouth. It like evaporates into gas.
It's nitrous oxide.
It's pop rocks of ice cream.
I love some donuts.
It's good. Well put. Well described.
In my opinion, mixing a dessert food with a fruit or vegetable is a hate crime. So I don't eat carrot cake, and I stay away from all kinds of fruit-flavored ice cream.
Oh, dude, broccoli pudding? Are you kidding me?
Even your classic strawberry or...
Whenever I see broccoli, I just have this urge to beat it up.
Strawberry is not a fruit.
I punch it into the ground. Strawberry is still... It grows in the ground. I want my food to be as chemically processed as possible.
What about...
I want my cows to be injected with more steroids.
I was going to say, Mountain Dew.
You guys can't see him from here, but his eyes are moving back and forth really fast every time. I can see him thinking.
Don't cross Sean tonight on the way home.
You're a lot more hunched over than you were.
My Mountain Dew kick is going crazy. I can hear all of your thoughts.
How is where you at? Where you at on that one?
I'm almost done with
that. I'm sorry, Sean.
I've developed this ability to regrow my eyebrows from drinking so much Mountain Dew. I can retract them and grow them. But it's only 1 millimeter, so
he's
very
hard
to
eyebrow.
It's very hard to tell.
So you accidentally got your new superpower.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely hypoglycemic by now.
I cut myself, no blood. And it was deep, too. It was deep.
I definitely assumed
some weird injuries in my day. And the other day, I was like messing with this onion at work, and I got cut by an onion.
Dude, they carry knives as long as they roll deep.
That's how they do in Warrington, huh?
They're like the smoothest thing ever, and I assumed a slicing injury from an onion.
So let's go ahead and take a break, man. The last song we played was actually Mule on the Inside.
So this
hopefully,
song,
I'm gambling here. I'm gonna take a shot in the dark. And
this
say,
song, I got this.
Shot through
this
the
song heart. Could either be relaxation in the tall grass, or it could be Kid Is Qual, Knights of Old. It's gonna
completely
be completely
different
songs.
Like, you can't get these two mixed up unless you're me and Derek.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh yeah, that's relaxation, baby.
There we go.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs! Stairs! Stairs!
John, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek, I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek. All the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in
it. Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. Running, please stop running all around it.
some help for yourself if no one else. Just believe it's not too late, cause you have the karma's lot that you hate. Someday you will have said where you're hiding all those days. And the truth will pour out crazy from the torture life of a miserable lady.
Big Blue by Brother Bill. That was like four B's. That's a lot of alliteration there. I almost messed that up. I love alliteration, by the way.
It's a great literary device.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's good on easy on the tongue. Not too
best. Big Blue by Brother Bill on Radio Rubber Room.
I just want to get this out real quick. The Mountain Dew is almost done now.
I thought that was the end.
I actually feel okay. I don't feel like I'm dying.
You don't look good, honestly.
Give it an hour.
I hope that I have this overwhelming urge to play World of Warcraft for the rest of my life. I think that's a side effect of the Mountain Dew.
Dude, you're going to be hungover tomorrow.
I know, dude. Awake and bake on some Dr. Pepper. it'll be like a little, you know, a little doctor in the morning.
It'll kick you up.
No
it'll
problem.
Kick you up right.
Hey, let's. Why don't we kick off this round of interview questions with a Twitter question? And I just want to remind everybody at the end of the show, Brother Bill is going to pick the best one you guys thought, or maybe it's just the one that you remember. Whoever that person is.
I've not been paying attention.
We're all going to get blacked out on Mountain Dew tonight.
So, and you guys are going to pick it, and they get two passes to Black Girls. Vinyl release party tomorrow at the Kingdom.
Well, whoever I vote for is going to have to share the other pass with me, so.
Dude, it's cool. I actually sent Twitter questions in. I'm going to vote for myself, so.
We're good. We're solid. Yeah. We're going to see the Black Girls.
Well, Brother Bill cannot attend.
All right.
Dang. They
quit.
They are bad.
So far, we've heard from Mutton Chops. They asked about your superpowers.
Right. Love. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Jesse Jarvis asked about the cuddling.
That was good.
Jennifer asked about the Doritos. Right. We had Jenna ask about the ice cream.
I thought ED liked that one, of course.
Well, because she has a crush on you or something.
Right. She likes your beard. No. She likes your beard. I have a horrible crush.
She wants to sleep with your beard. Crush.
We're not sure.
Any question that leads to pizza Doritos in the answer, I think, is an amazing question.
That's a pretty good. It's pretty good to ride.
I am super jealous of you right now, too.
I would have said that spicy chili.
You should try the Mexican Doritos, dude.
Oh, yeah?
You don't even know.
Remember when we got burned by the white corn? We thought it was a new flavor?
Oh, it was old.
Just corn chips.
That's the worst flavor.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
New flavor.
Tostitos.
All right, so last question, guys. Last question, then we can pick a winner. This is Aweezy. They got a little wrong, they say. Hey, Black Girls. No, they're getting passes to the Black Girls, but this is actually for you guys.
That's racist.
All right. Where do you guys buy your Merkin wigs at?
Oh, dirty.
Merkin wings?
That's some slang.
Where would one purchase a Merkin wig at if they'd like one?
I just keep mine full.
Do you? Keep it.
I keep mine securely attached.
I don't need a Merkin wig.
They don't purchase wigs that are of the Merkin wig.
How do you
persuasion.
Spell, for your, how do you spell yes. Merkin? So people can...
Merkin.
So people can M-E-R-K-I-N. Google that.
I don't need a...
Now, Dan,
wig.
You look like a gentleman who would purchase a Merkin wig. Where would you purchase
so?
One? All
right.
It's because you can't grow hair on any place on your face higher than your chin.
Right. So the question was, where do I get my Merkin wig?
Where would one purchase a wig of the Merkin persuasion?
Merkin wig outlet.
Oh, in Warrenton, right? In Warrenton.
Emmett Williams.
Emmett Williams has got you Emmett on Williams. The Merkin wigs.
I think they're cheaper at like Walmart.
Two M's, two E's.
Or you can probably just make your M's. All right, you want to go ahead and pick a winner?
Yeah, do you guys, what do you guys say?
All right, well, I'm going to go over them one more time.
The most thought-provoking question was the first one. That's without a doubt.
The superpowers?
Yeah.
Dude, mutton chops.
I like Davis's question, but we couldn't air that one, so I'm going
to go with Davis. The tickets to Davis.
I'm going to go with Davis.
Are you guys going to go with Davis?
Can I do that?
You I guys can guarantee his question was funnier than anybody's, but he wasn't allowed to read it on the air.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to read it. It was a good question, and he took
vote,
a shot at
it.
Is
for,
Beard lady.
Oh, yeah.
Beard girl.
I'm going to refer to her.
For AD's question. That's fine with me.
Whoa, we got a split vote, man.
Whoa.
I'm going to refer to her as Pizza Doritos question.
I like Beard lady.
Beard lady beard sounds lady. Good.
You heard it here first on Radio Rubber Room. Aaron from Brother Bill likes bearded ladies.
The cat's out the bag.
Now, I've never kissed a woman.
Box.
I've never.
I say you. Let's just flip a coin. We'll flip this little tab right here.
I've never kissed a woman with a beard. Is it like two people
phenomenal.
With braces kissing? I mean, do you like get stuck?
It's kind of like braces.
Tangled
yeah,
in
exactly.
her beard?
Heads is you.
Me.
Tails is superheroes.
The ever entertaining radio corn
that's,
coin flip.
That's heads.
You guys can't see it going,
Davis,
going
I
down
I think
right
Davis
now.
Is on there, right? Do we
heads.
Have like,
oh, heads.
Alex and I win.
Is that beard lady?
I don't remember what we said.
Beard
lady,
let me hear lady wins.
Beard lady's got it.
Is, is that who it is?
Congratulations.
Jennifer. Congratulations. You win two passes to see Black Girls tomorrow night at the Kingdom.
I guess
yay!
We'll get in contact with you through our Facebook page. Congratulations.
Word.
Congratulations.
Cool. So so you guys you've done two shows now in Richmond, in the Richmond area. You've also done the Yerb, right?
Yeah. So well, I mean, we've done more than two shows. We I don't really want to mention it, but we played at the Triple and Triple Yerb. Where else? Did we play anywhere else? I guess that was it.
That's
so make that four. Four.
Well, Triple is closed now.
Yeah, right, I know.
Well,
we still play.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, it was our fault.
You're welcome.
After
taking,
our show,
taking down our best venues.
Yeah, that place was awesome.
Did they bring out, I think, two of the shows I went there, they used to bring out these huge bass stacks. Like, their PA was, like, way too big for that place.
No, they did they did no work for any band.
Oh, really?
As far as I knew. That place sucked. But I'm glad it's closed.
Is there anything there now? Is it
no,
anything?
It's
the
building.
It's vacant.
Well, the weird thing about it for music is the stage was like right at the front door.
Yeah, it was so weird.
And then like the wall where people were, it was like facing away from, I don't know, it was weird.
It was
a weird
setup
for the band.
It was 100% bad.
Yeah, linoleum surfaces, it was acoustics, bright.
Everyone I talked to there was angry. They were furious.
It's because they were at the Triple.
I was just reviewing our new Facebook likes. We've jumped up big time.
Big time.
Did you guys ever notice that we had 3 fans in Pakistan? We had
it's Zamzam.
You guys made
3.
It.
3 fans.
Zamzam.
That's
Zam.
Huge.
That is huge. That is so rare.
It's huge.
I didn't even know they had electricity.
Yeah, they do.
Do they have Mountain Dew?
If they got iTunes, brother, both there.
Hey, man, we've only got a couple minutes. Are you done with that yet? You said you'd have it gone before the whole show.
Yeah, are you going to chug it?
Everything that is left
you guys,
in
there. Hey, chug for brother Bill. You guys want to see him chug it, right?
We got to see it.
If we had something to drink, we would chug right along with it.
There he goes. You know, because you know if you don't
there
finish
he
it.
Yes.
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 His hair is starting
yes.
to twitch.
Work.
Yes. Good job. Good job.
That tasted mostly like my own saliva.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Cool. So, Brother Bill, Spotify, Reverb Nation, you guys doing the Reverb Nation thing?
I don't know if we're on that.
We're not on Reverb Nation.
Where else can people who have listened to the show and enjoyed your music, where else can they find out more about you?
Facebook site. I don't know, we probably mentioned them all.
Yeah, Facebook is pretty strong.
You can call Alex. Here's his cell phone number.
Yeah, you're all about us. You can call me before you go to sleep. I'll sing you lukewarm lullabies in your left ear.
I mean, at this point, MySpace is a thing of the past, I guess.
Facebook. I heard Justin Timberlake bought it. He's trying to bring it back.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I heard.
That's going to happen.
He's going to go ahead and do a Facebook movie and bring try to bring MySpace back. He's a flip-flopper. I ain't voting for Timberlake.
That would be weird.
Yeah, Facebook, MySpace.
Best way to keep in touch with you, Facebook.
Yeah,
you guys
like
regularly.
Us on Facebook.
We keep a pretty updated schedule on Facebook.
Now, Spotify, can you download the album for free?
You can only listen to it. Anywhere you got a computer, you can hear it for free.
Now,
I'm going to use Napster.
Yeah.
Lars Ulrich shut that down a long time ago.
Stock. It sounds greedy stock rich to people. My ears.
It's stock to my ears.
Greedy rich people. Now,
I only ever really used Napster for like underground porn. I didn't even know that you could download songs, and then I heard about all that Lars Ulrich stuff, and I was like, oh my god.
Underground porn
sounds... He's trying to keep the underground porn to himself. That's what it is.
Underground porn sounds creepy. Amateur porn.
It sounds
super
dirty, right?
It does. It like sounds like something you really should not...
I don't even want to put my hands on it, because
it happens. It happens in cemeteries, mostly.
It's necrophilia.
Oh, man. It's a different term altogether.
No,
there,
everyone's
like
alive.
Mugging, I guess.
Everyone's alive.
Went there. Ouch.
Thanks.
Cool. Well, anything maybe we didn't cover on the show you guys want to make sure that people who are listening know about?
I am starting to sweat profusely.
We love you all. Just know that.
Continue to support local music,
we're playing,
please.
At the,
Republic.
March 7th at the Republic.
With
the Dream Machine.
And that's a Wednesday night.
Night.
Yes, sir.
Should be a lot of fun.
Come on out. Bring your friends.
Only if Simon's mom comes out. I don't know. I don't know if you guys sold her.
I will buy every single person a beer if they come.
Whoa.
Wow.
He could also eat 84 pieces of French toast.
And I will eat 84 pieces of French toast.
That's awesome.
I like that you'll just share one beer with everyone.
Yes.
Everyone that comes, you will have to take
one
sip.
You're the only one that...
Take one sip off the beer and then spit it into the secondary cup. So that more people can taste the beer that I bought.
All right, cool. So I'm stoked for that. And what was that date again?
March 7th, Wednesday night.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's like next week. Tomorrow or like yesterday or something. check
we probably should have talked about that earlier in the show.
I know, right?
They'll have a beer there. Definitely want to check that out.
We'll have one beer for you.
All right, guys. Well, Brother Bill, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Enjoyed it. Have a safe trip back to Warrington, three of you.
It's Warrington.
Warrington.
Shout out to Peter Hillary.
Yeah,
Peter Hillary, you're sitting out there in your car listening to us.
Davis Van awesome. Leeuwen, Sam Henry, Brian Riley, thanks for having us.
What up, yo?
Shout out.
Sean, Dave.
Yeah.
Dan.
And definitely
thanks,
Derek. Most importantly, Roger. Most importantly,
good,
Roger. We love Roger. We love Roger, but without our radio babysitter, this would not be possible. So this show has been brought to you by Roger Reynolds.
Roger!
Host of Drive Through with Raj from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Radio Rubber Room. We totally know what we're doing.
Out!
Doing!
Ooh, yeah!
All right. I think we have like a... 2 minutes, let's go.
This last song is Kid Is Qual with Knights of Old.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava bean.
is a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now, 102.9 FM. WHAN.
We can't just drill our way to lower gas prices.
The national average is now over $3.60 a gallon.